If you are talking about it, he's talking about it. And if he's talking about it, it's worth talking about. Richard Dixon on Birmingham's Real Talk. Talk 99.5.
Hey, hey, hey. Tis I, Richard Dixon, Talk 99.5, talk99.5.com, reminding you that Anthony & Company Jewelers has a huge selection of jewelry at the guaranteed lowest prices. Easy to people to talk to. And whatever it is you're looking for, they can help you make that dream come true for your special someone. Do you have an anniversary coming up? A birthday? A special occasion of any kind? A just-because gift? Of course, Valentine's Day, not too far away, right? Always a good idea to be prepared with a fine piece of jewelry from Anthony & Company Jewelers, a third-generation store that has been at it for better than 50 years. Right there on Valleydale Road, next to Ragtime Cafe, 2080 Valleydale Road. Their world-class website can be found at anthonycojewelers.com, anthonycojewelers.com. Go there, find out more. You'll thank me. Anthony Company Jewelers, 2080 Valleydale Road, next to Ragtime Cafe. Megan Barth joins us from ReaganBabe.com, ReaganBabe.com. Megan, did you catch any of this fiasco, this goat screw that took place earlier in the day, the 20-minute speech by Joe Biden? I was a little surprised that he made it 20 minutes. I thought, oh, look at that. He managed to put together 20 minutes of speech and he didn't screw up too much. Hi, and what are your thoughts on the subject?
Hi, and no, I didn't catch any of it. I had someone in my house that wanted to watch it, and I basically disconnected the cable. Won't be watching at all what he has to say or what Kamala has to say or what the Obamas have to say, because really it's just another coming, the second reincarnation, rather, the reincarnation of an Obama presidency, because that's really who is holding all of the power, are the Obamas. So we will have a double down on Obama policies, specifically when it comes to Israel, the Paris Climate Accord, transgenders in the military, higher taxes, higher unemployment, and the likelihood of a spike in homelessness, because all these climate change policies that Joe Biden has promised now within the first 30 days, re-entering the Paris Climate Accord, canceling the Keystone Pipeline, will make China great again. So we have 4 years to kind of try to keep our heads down, save our pennies, and await the return to the status quo. I guess would be the best way to put it.
That'd be quite a bit of a wait there. Yeah, one of the first things that Joe Biden was talking about doing is making things harder on fossil fuel companies, harder to get fossil fuels out of the ground, things like banning fracking on federal lands and closing off a large amount of federal land to drilling and things of that nature. Funny thing is, I've yet to see anybody really point to any harm that was done by President Trump's work. What we got was lower oil prices, gasoline at under $2 a gallon for the vast majority of his presidency, and American energy independence. I'm still waiting to find out why that's a bad thing. I haven't heard anybody explain it to me yet.
Yeah, and you won't. You won't. You have hand-wringers still saying that they somehow endured 4 years of lower taxes, more money in their bank account, lower energy prices, and the highest unemployment that the nation has ever seen until the Chinese unleashed a biological weapon called a flu, otherwise known as COVID. The emotions get in the way of the sanity. The insane get in the way of the sanity. And so now we literally have a president who has nothing short of dementia that has been implemented into our White House. He was not duly elected. I still think we can talk about rigged elections, can't we? We saw massive amounts of fraud across this country, well-documented, well-researched. And what we saw was just an activist judiciary that kept telling us that plaintiffs didn't have standing, yet that same judiciary gives illegal aliens standing, it gives terrorists standing. And now we have 100 Hondurans, at least hundreds of Hondurans, that are waiting to illegally cross our border. And so we'll have to see what the new director of Homeland Security, who was for the cages before he was against the cages during the Obama years, will do with these invaders at our borders. Not certainly going to help Black America, I can tell you that.
No, I think that's a safe bet. It's not going to help Black America. It's not going to help Hispanic America. And this 8-year path to citizenship that Joe Biden floated the other day is nothing more than laying out the welcome mat once again for, you know, another large caravan to decide to come rolling up on us. When you say to these people, hey, as long as you can get into the country, somewhere down the line we'll come up with a plan to keep you here. How is that helpful?
Yeah, and actually, when you talk to many immigrants that have come to this country, the average time for them to gain citizenship is about 8 to 10 years. So I don't really know how this 8-year plan is really, at least the immigrants that choose to become citizens and not the rest that decide to hide in the shadows in sanctuary cities. You know, there, I read a headline, I think it was last week, that said, you know, Joe Biden's policies aims to basically make the USA California. Well, everyone's fleeing California. And if the USA becomes California, there's nowhere else to go. And so all you have to do is just look at the U-Haul rates to see exactly how many Californians are fleeing California and how popular it is to escape California. And in another headline I read, in the first time in like 50 years, California has lost citizens in their state, which means they will likely lose some electoral college votes. Again, I'm sure Biden and Harris have a plan to make sure that, again, illegal aliens will be counted in the census, because, and that gives them more electoral control when illegal aliens are counted in the census. That's why they want illegal aliens here, is for their power. It's not because they do the job that Americans won't do. And so he is going to rescind the executive order that Trump had written, I think it was a little over a year ago, that would deny illegal aliens the opportunity to be counted in the census.
Yeah, that is one of the many that he is signing today. Others include the 100-day masking challenge and leading by example in the federal government. It certainly is convenient. I mean, the spectacle today of large walls, 20,000 troops, and a sparse crowd inaugurating the most popular president ever elected by the largest vote total ever is a little one of those kind of... your brain is trapped in a schism here. You're watching it and you're going, is this still America? I am watching. This isn't The Purge, right? Is this a new Purge movie? No? Okay. This is America. Hard to wrap your mind around it, isn't it?
Well, it's also hard to wrap your mind around the show of military force in front of the Capitol, especially when Donald Trump simply just wanted a military parade. I think it was like last July 4th or a couple of July 4ths ago, and we had Chuck Schumer and the Democrats screaming that it was like North Korea. Oh, my God. Well, when I look at D.C. right now, it looks exactly like North Korea, especially when you have Democrats vetting National Guardsmen to see if National Guardsmen perhaps had a different view than a Marxist, communist, socialist view of the Democrat Party. And if they did have an American view, or perhaps if they had a flag on their profile or a Go Trump pin or something displayed on one of their social media networks, then they were basically relieved of their National Guard duties. Now, what kind of, regimes pick and choose their guardsmen based on their political beliefs? I think we've gone through this in history before.
It's the one who believes in unity. Megan, don't you know anything? It's all
about
the unity.
Yes,
unity going. he must have used that. Well, he's used it multiple times in the past several days. He used it a couple of times during the inauguration speech today. But I you didn't see it, but I'll give you my impression. I think I was reminded so very much of Jimmy Carter. You might remember Jimmy Carter, especially during his later years. He was notorious for blaming Americans for America's problems. We had a bad energy crisis. That was policy. And Jimmy Carter would go on TV and say, well, the problem is you people aren't acting right, and you've got to stop complaining, and you have to, the famous malaise speech. Joe Biden today talked about how racist we are and how we all have to change our ways. And I'm thinking, dude, it's 2021. I'm not racist. I don't know anybody who is. Who have you been dealing with, you know? What's going on in your world that you're under the impression that America is still this massively racist country? And by the way, people don't like hearing that. That's not, you know, really endearing you to the American voter right now.
Well, yeah, I don't understand. If America is such a racist country, why do we have caravans of Hondurans waiting to break down our borders? Why are they fleeing to a racist country, especially if they're brown-skinned or don't speak English? It is all just nothing but divisive hyperbole, which the left excels at. His whole entire administration, all of his policies will be seen through the lens of color, which is actually racist in and of itself, especially when we want to talk about social justice instead of blind justice. Social justice is nothing but a construct by racists, whereby if you are a black rioter, you are a peaceful protester. But if you are a white guy that's protesting a government, and a few of you decide to go into the Capitol when you're invited by the police, by the way, all of a sudden you're a rioter. And it's not because of your actions, it's simply because of your race. This is the new administration where they will see all things through the lens of race, which is in of itself racist.
Some of it they're going to see through sex and through sexual preference, let's be honest. We can bet on that. Hey, we're just getting started. Megan Barth is with us from RegganBabe.com. She's on the Birmingham Broker Hotline. Stick around. We'll have more with her in mere moments. It's break time, back in a flash. Herbie Hancock. Rocket! He's also responsible for dragging Miles Davis into the techno rock era. Gotta give him props for that. That song was huge, Rocket, the first year that I was in radio. 1983, I want to say.
You are correct, sir.
Yeah, the video was a pretty big deal as well. Hey, tomorrow on this show, Chuck Davis is going to join us at about 1:30. And he's going to be talking about a variety of things having to do with law. He is my lawyer, and I appreciate him coming on because we're always looking for interesting ways to address a variety of topics, things that are going on in the world and things that may be on your mind. ChuckDavisLaw.com, ChuckDavisLaw.com. Make sure you tune in. Chuck does a lot of things. He handles things like divorce. He'll certainly handle a dispute between you and a neighbor or a buddy or a coworker or somebody who you're not related to or friendly with in any way, shape, or form. Probate situations, real estate situations, personal injury, he does that. And he's doing simple wills right now for $99. That's a good way to open the door to having a lawyer, is to get a simple will done. If everything is going to one person, that's a quick and easy way to do it. If you're spreading it around a little bit and making it more complex, it'll cost a little bit more, but not a lot. Chuck speaks the King's English. He speaks, you know, legalese too, but he is able to translate the difficult stuff into something you understand, and I like that a lot, because it's nice to have somebody who knows what they're talking about and can explain to you what they're talking about. ChuckDavisLaw.com, ChuckDavisLaw.com. No representation is made that the legal services provided are superior to legal services provided by other attorneys. If you'd like to call him, 823-9992, 823-9992. That's Chuck Davis, my lawyer. He ought to be yours. We're chatting with Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com. And we heard Joe Biden say a lot of stuff today about meeting challenges. And look, the reality here, and the best way I could explain it was, it sounded like he took the best of Obama, Clinton, and Jimmy Carter inauguration speeches, threw them into a blender, mixed them up, and then rebuilt the blandest 20-minute version possible. It was so full of platitudes and generic nonsense that anybody who says, "This was the greatest inauguration speech ever," I just have to look at them and say, "Did you listen to it? Were you paying attention?" Because one of my callers said it almost sounded like it was written by a 12th grader, you know, for social studies class, which means maybe Kamala Harris wrote it. I don't know. You know, Joe Biden can't be expected to speak for long periods of time. That's why this thing was only 20 minutes long. What's going to happen when he actually has to give a State of the Union address, Megan? Do you have any idea?
Well, Chris Wallace thought it was one of the best inaugural speeches he ever heard, which should tell you the state of journalism these days.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I can probably guarantee you that Nancy Pelosi won't rip up Joe Biden's State of the Union speech. We won't catch Ruth Bader Ginsburg snoozing, since she's in a permanent dirt nap. That was always a highlight of the State of the Unions, watching Ruth just, you know, knock off a nap during it. But what they are calling for is packing the courts. That is what Hillary Clinton's former aide is calling for immediately, is to pack the courts. What we are going to see is a radical administration. Enough with the unity and healing crap. It's hard to get to unity and healing after, for 4 years, we've been called Nazis. We've now been labeled as domestic terrorists. We are being censored. I have a newsletter that I send out weekly that was banned by MailChimp last November, November 21st. I finally got a new platform this past week, and my second newsletter caused me to get banned from my new platform. So there really isn't a avenue where conservatives can share simple headlines. I mean, my newsletter was just headlines from across the globe that I thought were interesting news to report and share with my listeners, but that now has been banned. So where are we going to find this unity and healing? I guess we're going to have to find it in our own backyards. And I said this on the radio yesterday, and I'll say it again today, is that we need to stop looking for leaders in D.C. We need to stop worrying about the swamp in D.C. We need to worry about the swamp in our own backyard, because that's really where this despotism, this tyranny, this socialist Marxist construct that has taken over the entire Democrat Party, that's where it begins. It begins at your school boards. It begins in your local judiciary. It begins at your local city council. And so it's high time for us to really take a good look at our own backyards, tend to our own backyards, so we make sure that, you know, liberty, freedom, and our Constitution is protected on Main Street, our own Main Streets, and not K Street in D.C.
I could not agree more. I've said time and time again that you, your life is going to be great, more greatly impacted by a county commissioner for your county, or a city councilor for your city, or the mayor of your town, or even a state legislator, than it is by what's going on in Washington, D.C. Will some things up there affect you? Of course they will. But the closer to home you get, the greater the effect is on your pocketbook, and the greater it is on your business, and the greater it is on your life in general. So start there, right? If we can clean this up, right, to take care of the little stuff, and the big stuff will eventually take care of itself. At least that's what's supposed to happen here.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to build the foundation in order for, you know, any garden, so to speak, to grow. And I mean, look at Kamala Harris as an example of that. She didn't sleep with the vice president of the United States to become vice president. She actually slept with the mayor of San Francisco to become AG. So, you know, she started small, and I'm not advocating for infidelity. But I am just showing you that Democrats will cede the local seats in your local council, in your local commission, in hopes to gain more and more power, to have more and more power over the lives. It has nothing to do with bettering the lives of Americans. The Democrat Party does not better the lives of Americans. Otherwise, they would actually double down on the Trump policies that worked so exceedingly well for the last 4 years until the biological weapon COVID was released on us. But we will see a concentration of power and basically a recycling of all the Obama flunkies from his term back in the halls in order to make social justice decisions, not blind justice decisions for Americans.
Yeah, we're about to enter an era where we are about to be divided by color, divided by sex, divided by sexual preference. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden has made it abundantly clear that he is going to line people up, and businesses of color and businesses that are run by females and thus so on and so forth are going to get help first. And I'm thinking, aren't all small businesses suffering with this? Everybody is suffering. Why are we playing favorites? Why are we picking winners and losers at the federal level, especially when, with a wave of the magic deficit wand, you know, you can come up with $1.9 trillion worth of money and drop it on everybody all at the same time? Why do we have to have people line up in order of, you know, darkest to lightest, which is apparently where Joe wants to go with this?
Right. You know, they are picking winners and losers based on, like you said, sexual preference, sexual orientation, gender identity, et cetera. It does nothing for the betterment of Americans. It just causes further divide. So what we have to do now is judge them by their actions and not words. And some of these immediate actions are very clear as to how this administration is going to be likely more radical than the Obama administration. Hard to believe. But, you know, you have ignorant people out there that still believe that Obama was one of the best presidents ever. Well, when you look at the numbers, he was actually one of the worst, especially when it comes to Black American unemployment and incarceration. When you look at Joe Biden's record, you don't really find much, but he certainly didn't do much for, you know, Black Americans, even though he is standing with Kamala Harris. She happens to be not a Black American. I think she was, what, Indian and something else.
Jamaican.
So it's all just smoke and mirrors in the propaganda game. And that's exactly what we can expect, is a lot of smoke and mirrors, a lot of taxes, and you will see a rise in China, much like we saw a rise in China under the Obama administration. But this time, I think it's going to be a little bit more aggressive. I mean, hell, I mean, Joe took, you know, billions of dollars from China. I'm sure they're expecting some favors back from the Oval Office.
Well, he's got to take some more money from them because he has to strap it to a pallet and send it to Iran. You know, as long as we're going to double down on the policies of Obama, we may as well go ahead and send Iran another pallet full of cash. Why not? What do we got
unmarked
to lose?
Cash, so we can't
exactly. Small unmarked bills. Hey, Megan, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it as always. We'll do it again 1 week into the new Biden administration, assuming everything is not smoking smoldering ruins by then. Keep a good thought.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
You too. All right. Thank you, Megan. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. There we go. I got it all together. Uh-huh. She joins us every Wednesday at about this time. Here's the deal. We're going to get some first news. We're going to come back. And I'm going to get some inauguration information to you. Not about today's inauguration, but inauguration's past. Plus, I promised food news. I'll get you some. I like this song so much that I made a Miami Vice about it. Huh? Pretty big deal, right there. The peaceful transfer of power even when there are people who question whether or not that power should have been transferred. It's a tradition in the United States of America. 229. Richard Dixon, Talk995, Talk995.com. You got a foundation, you've got a potential problem underneath your house. There's no way to have a house without a foundation. Wouldn't that be simple? But it doesn't work that way. So if you do start to notice cracking and crumbling and leaning and sinking, then you need to get in touch with the guys at Parrot Structural, ParrotSS.com, ParrotSS.com. Parrot Structural Services going to come out, give you the once-over, give you the twice-over, give you the scoop on what the story is, and tell you if you're unsatisfied with their results, you should get a structural engineer. They want you to be 100% certain of what you're doing and what you're dealing with. It's better to spend a little money now and find out the truth from somebody you can trust because they got no skin in the game than it is to get taken for a ride by somebody who's trying to snow you. Parrot's never going to try to snow you. They never have. That's why they say get a structural engineer. They also have loads of integrity and experience because they've been at it for a really long time. ParrotSS.com, ParrotSS.com on the World Wide Web. 668-2626. Licensed, bonded, insured, and E-Verify compliant. Let us go to the Birmingham Broker phone lines where my friend Bob in Deutschland über alles is standing by. Bob, you're on Talk 99.5. What's going on?
Hello there, Richard.
Howdy.
Say, sir, I'm just making a prediction. In 2 years or 4 years, even if the voting process is all revamped and have absolutely certified, bona fide, unbiased people doing all the voting counting and all the ballots and everything, guess who's going to be crowded at the doors just waiting to break in like a Black Friday sale? All the Democrats to make sure it's run right.
Maybe. I don't know. The thing is, they didn't expect Donald Trump to win when he won, and they didn't expect him to get 10 million more votes than he got in the first election, in the second election. So if we do actually get honest elections, I'm relatively certain that a Trump-like figure, doesn't have to be Trump, could be Pence, could be one of Trump's kids, could win again. I really do think so. And I think we saw, even in the 2020 elections, that the down-ballot races leaned Republican in a big, big way. They took over a lot of House seats, held on to the Senate, kind of. I mean, it's 50-50 right now. And, in local legislatures, governorships, you saw Republicans make headway in every single area. So I'm kind of convinced that if we can be assured of election integrity, we're going to get back to having at least a pendulum that swings back and forth.
I hope so, my friend. I doubt the Democrats would just stand by and at ease and just let it happen.
No. They would just as soon lie, cheat, and steal to get what they're after. That's what they do, man.
Again,
that's
yes, sir, buddy.
How they roll. Thank you, Bob. Keep a good thought. He's over there safe and sound in Germany. He's not in America. He doesn't have to worry about this stuff. I envy Bob. Tim is in Trustful with an answer to the big stupid question of the day, which is big stupid question of the day. Who is the best fictional president, TV, movie, whatever you got? What's on your mind, Tim?
Okay. I really think in my mind it would be Thomas J. Whitmore, played by Bill Pullman in Independence Day. And the reason I say so is because he can give stirring speeches, he can fly a jet plane, and he can get a whole bunch of weird people together to defeat the aliens. I mean, what else would you want in a president?
That's a good point. I mean, it is tough to beat. The guy really was, he was covered every which way on that, wasn't he? Good thing we happen to have a fighter pilot as a president. Otherwise, God only knows what might have happened in Independence.
I would vote for a fighter pilot. I would vote for a fighter pilot, really.
Yeah.
Really.
Wouldn't we all? You did, actually. George W. Bush was a fighter pilot, believe it or not.
Was he?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he was in the Air National Guard, but he...
But he never fought the aliens, though.
He fought the illegal aliens and didn't really do a very good job of it, frankly. thank you. Thank you for the call, Tim. 545-9950, 844-455-9950. Randy in Tuscaloosa, you're on Talk to the 95. What's going on?
Hey, Richard, wasn't Bush 1 a fighter pilot in WW2?
As a matter of fact, he was. He was, now that you mention it, and he ended up going into the drink, man.
He fought in the war.
Yeah, he saw action.
Big stupid question, Dennis Haysbert and Aaron Eckhart. I'm going to split it between those two. Main reason I called, I've heard integrity used more than once today, talking about integrity in the system. But let's look at a deeper issue. I believe we have a lack of integrity in general, not the majority of the people, but in general, we have a lack of an integrity in our country. People, they borrow money with no intent on paying it back. You have people that will get a credit card, and then, they use these things. They say, well, if I do it, I'll just go one of those systems and I won't have to pay it back. I give you my word, I'll be there unless something else comes up. I'm 61, you're close to me. And when we were younger, a man's word was his handshake.
It's true. If you committed to something, you followed through. And I've noticed that is very much falling by the wayside nowadays, and it's getting worse with each generation. I look at my daughter's generation. She's 25.
Yeah.
And these guys, you can't take what they say seriously ever.
I know. My daughter be 38, and, you see these, and it's not everybody. That's a broad brush statement. There are still people that know the value of, if I say I'm going to do it, I do it. But people will write, if you can find somewhere to take a check, they'll write a check. Knowing they don't have money in there. So it's, they even signed contracts now. You have ways, I'll get out of it. I just won't honor it. And I believe it's the election is a microcosm of what we have in general. And again, it's not everyone. If Richard Dixon said he's going to do it, he's going to do it. If I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. but you know, it's just if it's today, it's what is convenient for me. I know I told you I would, but something else came up. So, and I'm afraid that there's a good chance we've seen our last Republican president, unless the states have, you know, they clean up their process. So that's me. You know, I'm not a defeatist, but it looks like they have learned how to cheat and do it effectively.
Oh, they have indeed. And they've just been waiting for the moment, waiting for the moment. That's finally got to seize the day.
Good day.
Thank you, Randy. Take care, my friend. There's Randy talking about integrity. Some guys got it. Some guys don't. Brian is in Birmingham. What's the happy haps, Bri?
Hey, happy afternoon, Richard. Hope you're doing well in spite of everything.
I'm exquisite, as always.
Awesome. But yeah, to answer the big stupid question of the day, I'd have to say the best fictional president in a movie is President Dwayne Elizondo Mountain Dew Herbert Camacho from Idiocracy.
Portrayed by Terry Crews in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very funny stuff. He was an MMA fighter, as I recall. That movie is getting closer and closer to being a documentary, isn't it?
Oh, no doubt. It's pretty worrisome. Very analogous to current times.
Starting to really freak me out. Good call. Thank you, Brian. I appreciate it. 545-9950, 844-455-9950. Let me take you back to 1973. Richard Nixon is about to be inaugurated for his second term. This is before, of course, Watergate explodes and he ends up having to resign office in disgrace, which happened in August of 74. But as he's coming in, he was afraid that there were all of these doves that were lining Pennsylvania Avenue. They were all over the trees in Pennsylvania Avenue. And it was quite a concern for him because he was afraid that all the people that were, you know, standing there watching, and even some of the people who were going to be in the procession, there was a good chance that they were going to get covered by pigeon poop. And so he ordered the inauguration committee to spray something called Roost No More, which is a chemical deterrent, along the parade route. The idea is that the pigeons, not doves, I said doves, it's pigeons, would be repulsed by the solution. They would avoid the area, and he would be free from being pelted by, you know, bird droppings, and so would the crowd. Now, Roost No More is a chemical that contains polybutene. It's a slick and sticky substance. It doesn't dry, okay? When you spray it on trees and other surfaces, it will irritate the bird's feet, and they'll move on. They'll go somewhere other than there because they don't want to be there with their feet being irritated. The inventor of Roost No More, no lie, Joseph Fink is his name, sprayed it along Pennsylvania Avenue from the White House to the Capitol prior to the inauguration. Now, Fink really believed in his product, and once he helped win approval for his proprietary blend by drinking some of it in front of Chicago health commissioners. He had used it successfully in previous inaugurations to keep them feces-free. But something went horribly wrong this time. While Fink was able to stomach Roost No More, the birds did not. It was believed to be non-toxic, but the sticky spray managed to adhere to some of the birds directly, weighing down their feathers and causing them to drop to the ground before they ended up expiring right there. According to reports, the entire celebration was colored somewhat by avian corpses littering the streets. Sorry, I shouldn't be laughing. In a sense, Nixon had traded one kind of bird dropping for another. Other than that, and the shouting protesters, the inauguration went off without a hitch. Boy, oh boy, you think you had a bad inauguration. Dead birds falling out of trees for Richard Nixon when it came to number two. Dalton is on 280. Dalton, you're on Talk 99.5. What's on your mind?
Richard, what's going on, man? The myth. The man, the legend.
I'm some of each. Yes, thank you for the call. I'm putting on a little radio show here.
So I got to answer the big stupid question. Correct me if I'm wrong. Was it John Voight that played the president as Franklin Roosevelt in the movie Pearl Harbor, or was that a different actor?
Boy, I hate to admit this, but I can barely remember it because I'm trying to put Pearl Harbor out of my mind because Ben Affleck just ruined it, as he does everything he's ever in.
I understand. That's also a long movie.
But I was really looking for a fictional president, not an actual president portrayed by an actor. I'm looking for like a Josiah Bartlett from The West Wing or, you know, something of that nature.
I hear you. Mm-hmm. Well, that's all I have for you, man. I appreciate it.
Well, fine. You failed miserably. Try better. Try harder next time you call in, Dalton.
Yes, sir. Have a good
Don't make me. Don't make me give you a second warning. Thank you for the call. He has to stay after the show now and clap the erasers. It's 2:41. Let's take a break. We'll come back, wrap this thing up, and hand it off to Leland Live, who will come up next and give you his take on what has taken place thus far today. Stick around. Gotta get loose. Foot loose. So hard, I'm punching yeah, yes. My car. Richard Dixon, Talk 99.5, talk99.5.com. It is 2:45. And Donald Trump is no longer the president of the United States of America. Nope, he's out. Joe Biden is in, and whoever is pulling his strings, not sure exactly who it is, gave one of the lamest, really vaguest, most generic inauguration speeches in the history of inaugurations. It's kind of embarrassing, quite frankly. But there are those out there, it didn't really matter what he said, there are going to be some people who are just going to absolutely adore him because he's not Trump, and he benefits from that in the eyes of many, many, many of the pundits. Let's go back to the phones. Birmingham Broker phone line is open. Denny is in Trustful. Denny, you're on Talk 99.5. What's on your mind?
Richard, happy Wednesday. I always listen and enjoy the show. Great show today.
Thank you,
I can't believe nobody has said Kiefer Sutherland and Designated Survivor.
Yeah. I watched the first few episodes of that. I liked it, but then I got rid of cable. And then SHG, she really got into it. She watched it when it all came to Netflix, and she's watched every episode so far and eagerly awaits more. I assume there are more. I could be wrong.
Great show, buddy. Love the show. Appreciate you guys keeping it on a positive note. And who's producing today? Is that John? Or
that would be David Sears, the man, the myth, the
David?
Legend. David Sears.
I've been in and out listening. I listen every day. Great going away bumper song. Should be End of the World as We Know It.
It's the end of the world as we know it. That's not being positive and upbeat, is it? That's not.
No, it's not.
You should be ashamed of yourself. Thank you for the call, Denny. Let's talk to Big Hub, who is on a cell phone. Big Hub, you're on Talk 99.5. What's on your mind, man? What's up?
Well, I turned on the radio. I've been out of the truck, and you were talking about pigeons and their Nixon. And it always occurs to me I've never seen a baby pigeon. Have you?
I have never seen a baby pigeon, but then again, I haven't looked for them.
I don't know anybody that's ever seen a baby pigeon.
So what is it you're suggesting? Pigeons are born fully grown? Is that what you're saying?
Apparently, because I've never seen one, and anybody I've ever asked has never seen one. So maybe there's somebody in your listening audience that's seen a baby pigeon that could call us and enlighten us.
Has anybody seen a baby pigeon? We need a little itty-bitty baby pigeon in a diaper.
I'd rather talk about pigeon crap than talk about who's president now. That's basically my point. But
to some degree, anyway, it's the same. It's the same thing. Thank you, Big Hub.
Thank you, brother.
Appreciate the call. 545-9950, 844-455-9950. Josh is in Birmingham. Got a big stupid question. Answer, who is the best fictional president portrayed in movie or TV? What do you got?
Hey, Mr. Dixon, happy Wednesday. Thank you so much for your show. Love it, love it, love it very much.
Thank you,
sir. Late. I don't know if anybody's mentioned President James Marshall as portrayed by Harrison Ford in Air Force
Get off my plane. Get off my plane. I love it. Good stuff.
And the what was the terrorist? Gary Oldman. Gary Oldman was the terrorist. But
yeah, he was fantastic.
We named my son Dixon. My son's first name's Dixon. I kid people all the time until we named it after you. We appreciate you very much, sir.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I think you have to pay me for, like, there's naming rights fees involved. You should send me money. It's 2:49, and we have talked at length about McDonald's launching three new chicken sandwiches, but we never told you when it was going to happen. I happen to have that answer. Are you ready? Hold on to something. It's big. February 24th.
Oh, snap.
February 24th. Here it comes. New crispy, juicy tender filet made with all white meat chicken on a new potato roll. They got the crispy chicken sandwich on a buttered potato roll. They've got the spicy crispy chicken sandwich. That's really just the same thing, but with spicy pepper sauce on top of it. And then they got the deluxe crispy chicken sandwich, which shredded lettuce, sliced Roma tomatoes, and mayo on a toasted potato roll.
I don't get that. It's a Wednesday. Why are they launching on a Wednesday? You know, you could launch on a Monday. That would make more sense. If you want to, like, slap at Chick-fil-A, you launch on a Sunday. But it's just Wednesday. It's random.
I have no answer for it. I can't figure out why they're launching.
Come on, answer their question. You're obviously a McDonald's spokesperson.
Clearly I am. I don't know what they're thinking. I don't know why they're doing it. I know the people in Alabama hate McDonald's. We found that out yesterday, didn't we?
Look, I got mad at them for taking off the artisan grilled chicken sandwich. I'm glad they're bringing back a grilled chicken sandwich.
No, this is fried. It's a crispy fried.
They're not doing any grilled. They're getting rid of all grilled chicken.
Sorry. Nothing healthy for you, my friend.
Bastards.
Yeah. Isn't that a shame? Hidden Valley Ranch now has a dairy-free option for those of you that are lactose intolerant. Those of you who cannot stand lactose and you will not tolerate it. Doesn't have to be a hindrance for those wanting to sample ranch anymore. Hidden Valley just announced dairy-free version. Most ubiquitous bottle of ranch out there. Do they have other? It's plant-based, apparently. Okay. Just trying to figure out if there's other flavors. Just regular, just the standard Hidden Valley. It's not the kind with bacon. It's not the kind with cheese or chunks of anything in it. It's just the same old, same old.
None of that jalapeno stuff.
No. Jalapeno. I've noticed that fat-free dressings are really falling out of favor, and I use them almost exclusively, and they're getting harder and harder to find out there. At one point, Hidden Valley had a bunch of different fat-free ranches that they, in a variety, they had the fat-free bacon ranch, and it was just like, oh, God, this stuff is heaven. And they took it off the market. And right now, you can still occasionally find a fat-free Hidden Valley ranch, but for the most part, you're shut out of the rest of it, man. This is a cool concept. Why they are launching it in the middle of winter, I have no idea. Maybe it's what we call a soft open. Klondike milkshakes that you can drink straight from the freezer. What exactly is it? Well, it's in a pouch. It's kind of like the squeezable fruit purees, applesauces, smoothies, things like that you get in the refrigerated section. But these actually go into the freezer. And you can break it out of the freezer, and it's good to go right from the start. You just open the cap, which is on the pouch, and you kind of squeeze the shake into your mouth.
So it's like a yogurt.
A little bit, yeah. What gets me about this is if it's liquid and not alcoholic, it really ought to freeze in the freezer. So what kind of chemicals do they have to use to keep it from freezing solid? And do I want those in my body?
They just add deliciousness, Richard. Those chemicals are the deliciousness.
That might be it. I really don't have an answer for you. I know this. I love a shake. I am a big... They got both chocolate and vanilla. I love a good shake, and it's another one of those things where the amount of calories in it generally just cancels out the flavor, where you look at it and go, it's just not worth it. I can live without that.
See,
so I don't eat them very often.
My absolute favorite shake's no longer there because Flip Burger closed at the Summit. Mm. But their Krispy Kreme shake, in which they had nitrogen oxide to make it so cold, was absolutely delicious. It was one of the best shakes I've ever had, if not the best shake. And now Flip Burger's gone, and I'm sad.
So was it Krispy Kreme like the donuts?
Yes, they would go down the 280, buy some Krispy Kreme, and then they'd freeze them with the liquid nitrogen, and they would break them up like with a hammer after they froze them, and then they would blend that in with the ice cream for the shakes. It was amazing.
Huh. That's pretty cool. They should have like a cold donuts now light. They should flip that on with it.
Frozen donuts.
Frozen donuts now. IHOP has decided that pancakes just aren't enough for them anymore. They've added a new signature burrito and bowls collection. That's right. Drifting into Mexican food at the IHOP. The classic breakfast class of scrambled eggs, choice of bacon pieces, or diced sausage, shredded jack, cheddar cheese, hash browns, all wrapped up in a warm flour tortilla. Or you can throw it in a bowl. Then they got the country breakfast. Then they got the spicy poblana fajita. Southwest chicken, New Mexico chicken, spicy shredded beef. All of it right there. Yeah, IHOP never gets tired of destroying other cultures' food. It's one of their favorite things.
Racists.
See if we can't destroy Italian next. I'm out of here. Leland Live comes your way next. Back tomorrow at noon. Talk at you then. Richard Dixon, Talk 99.5. Bye-bye now.